State BJP President and candidate from Naushera Assembly seat Ravinder Rana said that a huge number of people have come forth to vote in the final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and the voting percentage has been unexpected, ANI reported. Rana said, a large number of people are voting in the last phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The people of Jammu and Kashmir have participated wholeheartedly in this festival of democracy. These elections have been conducted very well. The polling percentage has been unexpected. This shows JNMK is touching new heights and making its contribution in strengthening New India. I would like to congratulate the security forces and ANI for conducting the polls successfully. According to ANI, former JNMK Deputy CM and BJP leader Kavinder Gupta was confident of BJP coming to power. Elections are taking place in Jammu and Kashmir after 10 years and there is enthusiasm among the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Today, people have shown their gratitude towards democracy and have expressed their faith in it, so I am sure that the government that will be formed will be in favor of democracy and in favor of the Bharatiya Janata Party, he said to ANI. According to ANI, in the latest issued Election Commission of India, ECI, data, Jammu and Kashmir recorded 11.60% voting in the initial voter turnout trend till 9 AM on Tuesday, and of the seven districts, Udhampur district has charted the highest voter turnout with 14.23% voting, followed by Samba at 13.31%, Kathua at 13.09%, Bandipur at 11.64%, Jammu at 11.46%, Kupwara at 11.27% and Baramulla at 8.89% till 9 AM. The polling began at 7 AM on Tuesday and will conclude at 6 PM. Polls will take place in 24 constituencies in the Jammu division and 16 constituencies in the Kashmir Valley amid tight security to ensure smooth and peaceful polls. The intensive party campaign for the third and final phase of JK Assembly polls concluded on Sunday evening, ANI reported. Notably, the election is being held in JK for the first time since the abrogation of Article 370 in August 2019 and is the first in a decade, and as per ANI, the three-phase election involves a multi-party contest for the 90 seats across the Union Territory. The National Conference, NC, and the Congress Party have formed an alliance for these elections, while the People's Democratic Party, PDP, and the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, are among the other major contenders. The first phase of JK polls took place on September 18, and the second phase winded up on September 25. According to ANI, the voter turnout of the first and second phases was recorded by the Election Commission of India as 61% and 57.31%, respectively. The counting of the votes will be done on October 8, ANI reported, with inputs from ANI.